I heard a sermon in Canada during the feast. This person grew up on a farm in Michigan. He said they did not use any chemicals or anything on their crops. And he said he didn't want to poison the produce. That reminded me of my grandpa. He would say the same thing, that if weeds started growing in the beans or the corn, we would just walk out there and cut them down. And you would much rather walk beans and corn. And that is from experience. I don't want to run through them either. Well, I'm not here to talk about the poisoning of our land or our food supply. What I wanted to illustrate is the poisoning of our minds, what we see, read, and listen to. Here are some statistics. This is mostly from 2005, so anything you hear is probably much worse by now. By 18, young people will have viewed an estimated 200,000 acts of violence. People get desensitized, and they have to step up the level of violence to get the same thrill. The average American teenager will view nearly 14,000 sexual references, innuendos, and jokes. On average, American children are exposed to 5 violent acts per hour on primetime TV. On December 10, 2003, Fox failed to bleep the F word and S word during the Billboard Awards music show. There are over 2 million 2 to 17 year olds watching. They comprised over 20% of the viewing audience. The average time in a day a kid watches TV is 4 hours. 54% of the kids have a TV in their bedroom. And this is 05 statistics, so you know it's much, much higher now. 44% say they watch different programming when their parents are not around. 25% of them choose MTV. 66% of children ages 10 to 16 surveyed say their peers are influenced by TV shows. I would have liked to ask them if they were influenced too. They seemed to know that their peers were, but maybe they thought they were immune to it. 62% say that seeing sex on TV and in the movies influenced kids to be interested in having sex at younger and younger ages. And 77% said there's too much sex before marriage on TV. That's probably a lot lower now. You know, as time goes by, people don't really care about that. It said 65% says that shows like The Simpsons and Married with Children encourage kids to be disrespectful to their parents. And I can see that. By age 18, a U.S. youth will have seen 16,000 simulated murders. The current trend is to show alternate lifestyles, and you know that will influence the behavior of upcoming generations. Americans spend a third of their free time watching TV. That is more than the next 10 most popular leisure activities combined. In 2001-2002 TV season, sexual content appeared in 64% of all TV programs. And that was the closest one I could find. I'm sure that's over 75% or better by now. And then what about music? What they call degrading and non-degrading sex in music. The non-degrading is your innuendos, but you know what they're talking about. But the degrading is very graphic and usually has violence involved with it. On the degrading, in order to play it here, I would have had to have bleeped it 10 times on the song with very few words in it. The non-degrading, I wouldn't have had to bleep any, but you would have known what the content was in the song. Sodom and Gomorrah did not become this way overnight. It was gradual progression over time. It is being accelerated now by our social media. Abraham pleaded with God to save them if there's even 10 people. It wasn't even 10 people. There's really only one. In the days of Noah, we know the progression is complete depravity, with 1,000 to 1,500 years or so after the creation of mankind. And they did say that there was one movie that you should never watch, ever. And they said that was the Apple Dumpling Gang. Now, I heard somebody in our congregation has that movie. But actually, that's one of the few you should watch. Turn to James 3:8. James 3:8. Verse 8. But no man can tame the tongue. It is unruly evil, full of deadly poison. And you look at the movies, books, you know, TV, music, and mostly it is what's coming off the tongue is evil. You think you might be watching something or reading something that's not bad, but it just seems like most of it is. Now, we also have to deal with the internet and the fact that it does not have any censors or restrictions. I'm going to read an article based on what is currently happening in the UK and leading their prime minister to try to impose restrictions. He is coming under fire and being blamed for trying to control the media through censorship, but he has gotten Microsoft and Google to help with trying to limit access to minors. A former editor of a soft pornography magazine in the UK now believes that porn has devastated a generation of teenagers and is urging parents to do as much as they can to shield their children from its effects. Martin Dobney has said that conversations with 13, 14, and 15-year-olds about their pornography habits and the subsequent research study about its propensity is to be addictive are leading him to speak out against it, according to the Daily Mail. Dobney explained his shock when the well-turned-out, polite, giggly, and shy students he interviewed had an extensive knowledge of porn terms that superseded that of every adult in the room, including a sex education consultant. These kids were balanced, smart, and savvy. They were the most academically gifted and sporting in the school. They came from ordinary, hardworking households, said Dobney, who was horrified to learn that most of the pornography they were consuming was accessible through Facebook and their cell phones. The adults in attendance were incredulous to the thought that not only did this kind of porn exist, but that their 14-year-old son might have actually watched it. Dobney was even more dismayed that much of the hardcore stuff that the students were watching had already altered boys' expectations for girls. The teens also indicated that they believed that most of their peers were also watching hardcore porn online, and that their parents trusted them and were oblivious to their internet viewing habits. The assertion, supported by a recent UK survey of the viewing habits of 80 12 to 4 or 16-year-olds. Dobney also studied the long-term effects of pornography addiction and discovered that many had lost relationships, jobs, and money because of porn. His research also sent him to Valerie Voon, a neuroscientist at Cambridge University, who carried out a study showing that the brain's reaction to serious pornography addiction showed clear parallels with those of substance addictions. Dobney said that the most vile thing he learned during his study was that this addiction is leading to increased violence against women. So we think, as first fruits, maybe we are immune to this kind of influence of what is going on around us in the media. We go to Luke 22, verse 31. Luke 22, verse 31. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, indeed Satan has asked for you, that he may sift you as wheat. but I have prayed for you that your faith should not fail. Here Peter was right there with Christ, and he'd end up being influenced by Satan. Now if we go to Proverbs 12, 17, and 18. Proverbs 12, verses 17 and 18. He who speaks truth declares righteousness, but a false witness, deceit. There is one who speaks like the piercing of a sword, but the tongue of the wise promotes health. We need more people speaking with a wise tongue and stop this and stop all the bad, you know, language and stuff in our society. You don't need to turn there, but Matthew 15:1 through 11, it says, then the scribes and Pharisees who were from Jerusalem came to Jesus saying, why do your disciples transgress the tradition of elders? For they did not wash their hands when they eat bread. And he answered them, why do you also transgress the commandment of God before your tradition? For God commanded, saying, honor your father and mother, and he who curses father or mother, let him be put to death. But you say, whoever says to his father or mother, whatever profit you might have received from me is a gift to God, then he need not honor his father and mother. Thus you have made the commandment of God of no effect by your tradition. Hypocrites, well did Isaiah prophesy about you. These people draw near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me, and in vain they worship me, teaching as doctrines and commandments of men. When he called the multitude to himself, he said to them, hear and understand, not what goes into the mouth defiles a man, but what comes out of the mouth, this defiles a man. The type of poisoning coming from social media alters the brain and could endanger eternal life. You'd be horrified to find you are unknowingly eating pork. But be even more careful about what enters your brain and that of your children than what enters your mouth and is eliminated through the digestive system.